Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The Mind Aware, 519.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. How would you like more clients? You know, we get this all the time. People always ask, like, how do I get more clients? And I'll tell you what happened the other day. I was talking with somebody who's in the Train Your Brain world, Train Your Brain sandbox. And if you've been following me for any length of time, you know that I promote that each and every one of us is unique. We bring our own unique signature mark to our businesses. And so there's no comparison game. We all have our own perspective and our own histories and our own viewpoints and our own teaching points and all of these different vast areas that make us really completely 100% unique and different from each other. So we were talking about this concept and this brain trainer was saying, you know, I get this and I'm starting to step into my celebrity. And if I'm so awesome, then how come I don't have more clients? Like, how come everybody isn't booking with me if I'm so great? And, of course, I kind of had to laugh, but the answer is that's why. And what I mean by that is that sometimes we get into a habit of thought that we aren't even aware of. And when you're asking the question, why am I not more booked? Why don't I have more clients? Why am I not making more money? Why haven't I arrived yet? Wow, these are questions you don't want your brain to answer. Questions are powerful. And so sometimes we get into this wanting phase or this questioning phase that actually is counterproductive to using our best brains. So the part of the brain, the reticular activating system that's looking for solutions, that's looking to match up the outside world, you want to be asking it questions that are going to be giving you good answers. Why am I not successful? You don't want a list of answers to that question, or why don't I have more clients? When you're thinking that thought of why isn't this working? Why am I not growing faster? Why don't I have more clients? You are really keeping your brain in a standpoint of lack and of not seeing those opportunities for you. Remember, we have inside of our heads these powerful, powerful computers that will get the answers for us, sift through the mucky muck. Think of the billions of bits of information that are coming at you right now. Every direction, sound, color, smells, all of this stuff, every single second of every single day. We'd go so crazy if we had to process that. So our little matchmaker in our head, our reticular activating system, does it for us. And so we need to be feeding it the right thoughts to create the positive emotional environment to almost like ordering with a restaurant. I would like to order this, please. Funny, because when you complain about the results you're getting, and I'm not saying that necessarily this person was complaining, but sometimes, you know, we get frustrated and we complain. It's like going to a restaurant and ordering something and then complaining because they brought you exactly what you ordered, right? So we've got to be more proactive thinkers. When you're a proactive thinker, you're creating the emotional environment, you're being clear about what you want, and you're doing it in a feeling of positive expectation. Not like, oh, I have to work at it and think of this thing over and over and over again, and I hope it comes, and when's it coming, and I wish it would hurry up and get here because I'm really thinking about it. That's not working for us. What's working is to think of things with positive expectation. So you've got this chronic habit of thought that sounds like, why am I not more booked? Why am I not getting better clients? Why aren't my clients paying me? Why don't they re-up or whatever it is? That's the story that needs to be busted. And so you have to feed yourself gentle thoughts. Think about times when you have had success and feed yourself gentle thoughts about what would it feel like if the situation was changed? What would I feel like if this was different? What would I actually be saying if this was different? You wouldn't be saying things like, I have a full calendar of high-paying clients. Nobody talks like that. You wouldn't be saying those kind of traditional positive affirmations. You'd be saying things like, oh my gosh, it's working. Things are working. This is so exciting. I'm so busy. I love it. I love being so busy. I can't keep up with the business. I don't even have time to go to the bank. The money's piling in. I've got more money than I know how to spend. That's what you'd really be saying. How do you find that feeling place? So you can look back at times when you felt that way before, periods of success you've had, try to reinstill that feeling to the new situation, whatever your business is now. You can find easy language, words, verbiage that helps move you in that direction. I'm starting to feel better about this situation. I like thinking in my head. I like being a brain trainer. I like focusing on one thought at a time. I like creating the emotional environment so that my reticular activating system can be the matchmaker that I want it to be. I like thinking thoughts that feel good. I like noticing better clients. I'm starting to notice people who match my ideal client. I'm starting to see them in the world now. I'm starting to talk to them. I'm starting to see that they're out there. I'm feeling better about the money that's coming to me. I'm feeling with positive anticipation and expectation that more money is flowing in. I love the feeling of positive expectation. I love the idea that I can shift my feelings into positive expectation. I love playing this game of where I try to get myself into the feeling place of what does it feel like after it shifted, because that is the work, the quote-unquote work. People sometimes say to me like, oh, you think you should just sit in a room and meditate and wait for money to fall on top of your head. And yeah, that's great. That could happen too. But more importantly, this is the work. This is the actual action to take. The action is thinking differently and creating the better thought and finding the better thought and attracting the better thought and creating the emotional state that attracts the better thought. And it takes a little practice. It takes a little bit of focus, but you will get there and it gets easier and you get better at it. So if you're having a feeling of lack in any area of your life, the job, the work to do is to create the feeling of, it's nice to say abundance, but even positive expectation. I'm getting good at this. My calendar is getting filled. I'm seeing more people who fit my description. I love that this is almost like a little game I get to play. I love thinking new thoughts and seeing the results. I'm open to the good feeling that I create from these thoughts. And it's fun because you do start to see the results and you start to see that it's a direct correlation between the way you're thinking and the results you're getting. So maybe we'll make a pact. Let's spend the next 24 hours with no complaints. 24 hours of no complaining. Let's just go 24 hours starting right now until tomorrow at this time. And if you can keep it going, bravo. But it'll be a nice little awareness test or a nice little awareness assessment of really realizing, like, oh my gosh, I can clean up this messy thinking I've got. I can clean this up and be a more proactive thinker. And we'll make it fun because, you know, if it's not fun, it's not happening here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox. So you're on. I'll be doing it too. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.